And on the recall. So.
Did that mean you guys got over again?
Well, I'll review it. So, we're going into Visual Studio. You are going to pick New Project. When you get over here, you're going to pick Visual Basic, Windows Form Application. Make sure you have directed Create Directory for Solution. Make sure that's checked. And give it a name and a location where you want to store it. Okay, so that is the quick summary because I forgot to turn it on. If you want the full version, the 11 o'clock class, I turned it on in time. Okay. So now I am saying okay and clicking on okay and it creates my project. Okay, so notice that it has first 12, November 10, 16, that's the name of the project. It also talks about a form, Form 1. Here's my form over here. The things I need to have are the Solution Explorer, which is up here. Here's the Solution Explorer. I need to have the properties, they're down here. I need to have the form, and I need to have a toolbox. I don't know if you've got the toolbox or not, but I don't. Over on the side here, however, I have the word toolbox. So I can bring up the toolbox if I click on that. So if you have toolbox, you're fine. If you don't, I'm coming over here, clicking on toolbox, and then see that little pin? I'm going to turn the pin to point down, and that anchors it. So the pin at the side means it goes in and out. The pin that is turned down means that it's now anchored. So I have my tools sitting there. If your tools came up with everything closed like that, you want to click on all Windows forms to see the tools that you want. Okay. So these are the four things that I need to be developing in Visual Basic. If your tools aren't there, it's under View, right, Eric?
Yeah.
View Tools. You can bring up your View, bring up your toolbar. If you don't have it. And I never remember where that is. But there's toolbars right there, and you can bring it up if you don't have it. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some things on this form. And these are the variety of things that I have that I can put on the form. I'm going to actually use a button at some point. I'm going to use a label at some point, and I'm going to use a text box at some point. So I'm going to start out with a text box. So I'm clicking on text box, and I can either drag it over, or since I've clicked on it, I can come over here and draw it. It's your choice. You can drag it over, or you can click on it and come over here and draw it. Okay, so now I have put a text box on my form. Now it comes up under Properties. You can see that it came up and it's called Text Box 1. And I'm going to change the name for that in a minute. Okay, now your properties are done in two different ways. Right under the word Text Box 1, there are two buttons. The first button means that I want to categorize in groups. The second button means I want it alphabetized, and it says A to Z. That's the one I always use, so if you want to be in sync with me, use that one. If you decide you like the other one better, that's fine, but I'm using the A to Z one. So I'm going to come up here, and I'm going to find the thing that says name. Which, interestingly enough, they put before the A's, because they know you need that. I'm going to change the name of the text box. So I'm clicking on the name, and I'm going to call it TXT name.
Okay. Now, this is the conventional way to name something. TXT names a text box. LBL names a label. BTN names a button. And you have to do that now. You want to look like you know what you're doing? Yeah, you have to do it. Okay? Because that's the convention. That's what everybody does. Okay? And if you call it apples, then you look like you haven't a clue. Okay? So you want to give it the right name. And so now they use camel case, and I'm calling it text name. Okay? So I'm giving it the name text name. And again, convention is to go to camel case and give the first letter of the next word a capital. So I called it text name.
Okay, so now I am going to go and find a label. And my label is right there, and I'm going to drag that over and put in a label. And it got called label one. Well, I'm going to change that, and I'm going to call it LBL name, because this is a label where I'm going to put the word name so that somebody knows what they're supposed to enter into the text box. That they're supposed to enter a name into the text box. So I called it LBL name with a capital N. Now, I don't want this text box to say label. So I scroll down in the properties until I find text, which now says label 1. And I'm going to change that. And I'm going to call it NAME, and I'm going to put a colon after it because that kind of implies that the next thing is where you should put the name. So I'm calling it NAME with a colon. Okay. Once I move off that box, it's back, and you can see that NAME is now up there. So I'm changing the text property. The text property is the content. I put in there, the text property is the content. And the content in this case is name colon. Okay. So now if I want to, I can look around here and find, for example, four color, which means font color. And I can change that. And notice the little arrow that comes up? I click on the arrow, and I then click on custom, and I can pick a color. So I'm going to make it red. And notice the name has now become red. And then right above it is the property font. So I'm going to click on that, and this time I've got three little dots. Sometimes it gives you an arrow to get your choice. Sometimes it gives you the three little dots. So I'm clicking on the three little dots. Now I can go in here and I can change the font. I can change the style, and I can change the size. Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Okay, Eric. So I'm going to change it to bold, and I'm going to change it to 12. Okay? And if I then click OK, notice the name is now bold. It is now bigger, and it's now red. So I've set the property for the font,
size, I've set the property for the font in bold, and I've set the property for the font color. And I've changed all of those things. So the properties give me a lot of power to make things look the way I want them to look. Yeah. No, that will just still be text name. It won't be the text property. Make that text name and then come down to the text property. The text property is
the text property.
So now I want to put on a button.
So I'm going to come over here and I'm going to find a button and I'm going to put the button on. So now I've got a button there. Okay, so first of all, I want to rename the button. And as I said, you rename it with a BTN. So I'm going to have BTN. So BTN, and I'm going to call it button click. So that's BTN, and then the word click. So the name of this is now become button click. Now, I want to change the words that are going to be on top of that as well. And so I'm going to scroll down to the text property. And in the text property, I'm going to say click here. Because I want people to click. So I'm saying click here. And that has now become the words on the button. The text property is saying click here. Okay? Now I want to have an output. So I am going to make the text box. And I'm going to put that on here. And that's going to be where my output goes, okay? And I'm going to just say in this program, hello. Are you looking for help? Oh, just had a hand up. Okay, that's fine. When I see a hand going up the, above this, I think it may be help. That just got tired. Okay. Huh?
It keeps crashing.
Oh, good. You can try logging on to a different one if you want. Okay, so now I'm going to call this one, and I'm going to call it text greet. Okay, because it's where I want to put my greeting. So I'm calling that box text greet. So now I've got everything set up. I've got my form set up. These are the things I want on my form. So, if I want to make the text box kind of go away for a while, I can change that pinning button and make the pinning button on its side, and then the text box, I'm sorry, the pinning button, the text box goes away and it gives me more room. Okay? So now I want to put some code in here. So I'm going to click here. And this has now created a subroutine. And a subroutine, it's called a subroutine. It's called a procedure. It can be called a procedure. It can be called a module. Be called about a dozen other things, okay? Yeah. Notice it says sub, so it's a subroutine. So it made a subroutine, and the name of the subroutine is button click. That's the name that I gave to the button, was button click. And so it has button click, and then underscore, and this is the event that is going to happen. Okay, the event is the click event. So this is saying button click, if it gets clicked, this is what I want to do.
If button click gets clicked, this is what I want to do. What did I do to make this happen? I double clicked on the button. And when I double clicked on the button, it developed the subroutine for me. There are a bunch of other events other than click, but click is the main one that we're going to be looking at.
Okay, so I have my click event now.
And now I need to put inside here what I want it to do when I click on that button. Okay.
So, I am now going to say, I want to say hello, and I want to use the name that somebody types in, and I want to put this in the greeting, the text greet that I created. So I'm going to say text greet, because that's where I want it to go.
So, I'm saying text greet. And the thing that I need to change, T-X-T-G-R-E-E-T with the G capitalized, the thing that I want to change is the text property of that box. I want to change the text property so that I change and put something there. Right now it's blank. So I then write T-E-X-T.
So I've got text greet. Dot text.
Okay, for you who are having trouble with this, next time try to move a little closer because this is a little harder to see. Okay, so I've got text greet dot text.
And then I want to set the text property of text greet to equal the literal hello. And notice I'm putting hello with a space after it, just like I did in JavaScript, so the two things don't get smooshed together. Okay? And then I want to have it concatenated with what is in textName.text.
So I'm concatenating it with what's in the text name box, the text. The value that's in the text name. So I'm saying here,
textGreet.text equals hello plus, which does concatenation,
textName.text. So I'm saying textGreet.text equals hello concatenated with textName.text. Okay? So that will take the contents of text name, the text contents, concatenate it with hello, and make it the text property for text greet. So it's taking the text property in the name and making it combined with hello and putting it in text greet.
So now if I want to run this, I go up to this green diamond, or actually triangle, next to start. And I click it. Now you, depending on whether you sat at a computer with other people, you may be getting 5,000 different windows opening up at this point.
The only one you actually care about is this one. But you may be seeing other things come up that will help you debug, but in fact, they're really not needed. Are you getting a lot of stuff?
No.
And you can just X them out and make them go away. You don't need all that stuff. Okay? But, I already X'd them out in the previous class, so they went away. Okay? But if you're getting all these extras, X them out or call Eric over and he'll help you. But you don't really need all that stuff. Okay. I mean, if you're doing something complex, they're a wonderful tool to have. But I don't think they should be the default tool. I think they should be something you bring up when you're in trouble to help you out. Okay, so I'm going to put in here Susan. And then when I click, it's now saying, hello, Susan. So it took the content of the name box, which was Susan. And I'm saying, hello, concatenated with Susan. And that's what is coming up in the text box. Questions? What I want you to do now is we're going to save this, and then I want you to do something else. So I'm going to click on the X to save this. And I can go back and forth between form and form design. Form design is the picture, form is just the data. And I can go back and forth between those. So I'm going to do a file save all, which saves it all. Saves everything that I've just done. So I'm doing a file save all so that I can bring this back if I want to. Okay? And then I'm going to do a file close solution, and it's gone away. Okay, if I now go to my F drive, which is where I stored this, and I find it right there, 1/12/2016. I can't even read it. And click on it. This is what you see, and then if you click on this folder, you see all of that stuff. So that's what I said is, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. I sure didn't do all that. Magic happened, and Microsoft did it to make it work. Okay. But that is why you need to be able to take this folder and zip it up and send me the entire folder. Because I don't just need what you did, I need what Microsoft did also in order to be able to run this. I need Microsoft's contribution and what you did. So, if you have it all in a folder, and I've got this stuff, and then if I go, whoops, what did I just do? Okay, and I go back up a level, and I see this stuff, and I go back a level, there's the folder. And you need to be able to zip that folder up and send me the zipped folder. Okay? So you're going to take this folder, you're going to zip it up, and you're going to send me the zipped folder when you send it. And every problem is going to be in its own folder. Okay, so now if I want to reopen that problem that I just did, I do file, open, project solution. Because now I'm opening the project solution. And let me go put that in the notes. And there it is. Then I click on this, and I click on the bottom one, which says Visual Studio, Microsoft Visual Studio Solution. So I click on that bottom one, and it reloads it. So now I've reloaded it back in. Whoops, I reloaded the wrong thing. I picked the wrong thing. That's the next one I'm going to do. I just opened the wrong thing. That's the next one I'm going to do. So I want to close that, file, open, project solution, and I didn't want to pick that. I wanted to go back out and pick this. Okay, and then I pick the bottom thing again. I pick the bottom thing, and it opens the one that I just did. And then when I want to run it, I click on the start, and I'm all set. Okay, so what I want you to do now is I want you to do the same thing. You can make changes to this. You can have a first name and a last name and concatenate them together or whatever, or just do the same thing. But I want you to close this down, start a new solution, and do what I did, just to make sure that you're comfortable with the whole setup and the way things work. So close it down and restart. And Eric's not planning to get any work done today, so if you have questions, ask one of us. Did you do 15 last year? 2015.
I used on my laptop. Computers I had 13.
Yeah.
The laptops was fine. I had a little bit of problems with it.
With 13? I had problems with 13.
I bought the SQL, I had SQL server.
Okay.
All that stuff that I just did for you.
Yes, we all did. And hopefully, yeah. 15 has got that straight now, but
yeah.
I don't think it was us.
I had problems. When I checked, like, the table off.
I think that was 13. Wonderful. Okay, if you have questions, please ask. Design of your very thing. And just click on it and drag, it should just go someplace. Okay? Yeah. Okay, you want to make sure you have your basic, which you have. Make those phone applications, which you have.
Your name
is. Make sure that's checked, which it is. So now you want to take up a name.
TXT.
Whatever you want to call it.
Personally, name, TXT, capital,
N-A-M. Okay, and then you're going to pick where you want it to go, so it's more real drives. If you're on a flash drive, you may want to put it on that, otherwise put it on the end.
But OBL.
And so we're all set.
I feel it on the end, so OBL,
Because
when you're using it in the code,
that's a label. These are both text boxes. And this one is a button. So you're going to be dragging over a button, a label, and a bunch of text boxes.
You need to click on that box.
Or, you know, you can put like chickens. Put chickens here.
Okay, so that's okay. Now, I would.
What was the button?
Nothing really.
Okay,
double
just take that and make it go away. Ooh, now you've got text button click, dot click. That's right. Text greet dot text.
Now you change this. Now this changes up here.
Concatenated with text name dot text. So now let's see if that's what you call things. So let's go back to the design.
You want to grab the stuff from here.
And this has got to be text greet. So let's say. Yeah.
What does said label do?
Just label. It's just label. It just shows what the name we're on here.
Okay. Now again, I will change that. that. The second one in. And that should do everything. So now scroll to the top. And there's where you change it. So you're going to call that text greet. And I think you have a lowercase t. Beginning.
How's it going?
Greet has an uppercase G. Right. Okay, so now that's text greet. And then this one, I believe we call, okay, text greet.
Text. Well, that shows that text, shows text.
Button, I'll put a, we call that button click, that's fine.
And then name the second one.
And then here with the text, you want to change that and say something like click here.
Video games, movies, and toys. Where is it? Where's your kid? Now I'm going to put a second text.
Put in the label, on the label.
So now let's try it and see if I need to. So to start it, click on start.
Saving is a little difficult.
So the problem I have with the problem is that I have to like access the Microsoft in my Apple.
Those names will be used.
Well, you have an Apple computer?
Yeah, that's the problem.
True. So now it's a problem.
I just don't want to get
name.
I just don't want to get notified.
So my name is Eric, right?
How many of you have had Visual Basic before?
I put put in there because
I played with VB6 too. But I'm the short.
I think I'm actually a little excited, but
Okay, if you have questions, ask, because I want everybody to get this one working. Okay, clearly I'm more important than your cell phone.
Clearly, I answered.
Well, what I have up there... is I have
Okay, so I started out, and here's my form. And I called this one over here, this was a label, and I called it LBL name. This is a text box, and I called it TXT name. This is a button, and I called it button BTN click. And this is a box for output, and I called it text greet. Okay, so those are the names that I gave to it. Okay, and you don't have to use the same names that I did, but those were the names that I gave to them. And the place where you give the names is over under properties. And you go over under properties and find the name property and give it a name.
So you need, I think, one more text box because you want to match what I've got up there. And the text boxes are a little hard to see, but they're there. I've got a text box right there, and I've got a text box down here. So those are the text boxes that I have, okay? And those are the names that I gave them. Then once you've got the form set up, you're going to click on the button and write the code. And the code you want to write, okay, you're going to, when you do this, you're going to double click on the button. So you're going to double click on the button. And you're going to bring up, it's going to make a subroutine. And inside the subroutine, you're going to write text greet. Dot text, meaning the text property, equals hello, concatenated with text name dot text, and write this all on one line. I just don't have room. And that's how you're going to do it. Okay? Already done sub for you.
That's the private sub.
Yeah. It's going to do private sub. So you don't write sub, it's doing private sub. So you're going to write text greet, assuming those are the names that you gave it. It made the private sub, so you're not writing that.
Wait a minute.
Okay, it writes private sub, and then it's got a whole lot of other things after it. And it's doing that. And then it has an end sub down below, and in between, you write what I just wrote.
Could I add a
question? Sure. Your box may not be big enough. You may have to make your box up here. Yeah. What? As I said, make that go away. I'm not going to even bother with that. So you can exit out. Because you don't, that you don't need. It's an advanced debugging thing. Okay? And you don't need to know that. So just exit out.
What happened? I think this is out. I'm good. I'll be careful.
Like those, my computer's still up. That's what I
Wait, your computer's still up?
My app's
Xbox. Okay, so now I'll go back.
just for you. So text box,
Yeah, it wants me to go into form1.designer.bb.
Now, do you still have form 1? Or did you change the name?
I didn't change the name.
Okay, this should be form 1, that should be form 1.
Yeah.
Did you change anything in layout?
Well, it's not the same as what you got up on the board. I didn't think it was going to cause any errors.
Well,
I really
did.
Well, I just crossed it out.
That's the right stuff, I think. And couple class, form one, in class, in cell. Hey, Eric, come on, let's see if you can see what this is.
Is it an exception or not when you run it? Do you write box and go open it and run it?
It's different.
Okay, how's everybody doing? Has most everybody got something? You got it? Text read equals hello. It's not supposed to be text thing.
Oh, that's just what I named it. Let me show you what I mean. So if I look here, since I have three areas, I just decided to put my three areas there.
Right, but they all have to have a dot text on them.
At the end.
Those other two don't have a dot text.
So after I do that, then I can press the, which you move that play button, correct?
What was that? Okay, that's the lines, no width, no lines anymore. So
that's good, right?
That's promising.
So I can do the same thing that we did with
the well,
you
really
can't because
there's no three tabs right there. Just put something else.
Oh.
If you go to web, you can type in access the code number.
No, double click.
You don't know. They have a number of schools that you can use a number.
Space,
this,
double click. And then another
so
cool. Another plus right there. Because what you're saying is concatenate
this space
with the space with that.
I get it. So that means that this, I would just configure space for that. And then say, but still add the last name.
That's right.
So if I actually
press it, it should be
the last
name.
Oh,
yeah. It's
like, come on, guys. Let's
have
it. It's have down. Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, in general,
there it is.
It's good to
thank you.
Okay, folks. How are we doing?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do next. Hello? Okay, guys, you can go back to working on that in a minute. My turn. Okay, if you go here to my CIS 120 and pick programs, there's a bunch of programs up there that we are going to work with. Right now, I want you to unload the basic math and save it someplace and then unzip it. So unload basic math, save it someplace, and unzip it. What I would suggest you do this weekend is download all of those, put them on a flash drive, and unzip them all so that you have them ready to go. Okay, because that's what we're going to do next week, is look at a lot of those examples. So basic math is the one I want you to download and unzip. And then we're going to come in and open that. We're going to close solution, and then after you get that unzipped, we're going to open the solution. Yeah. Save all if you want to save it, what you've been doing. Just do a save all. Oh, wonderful. That's my thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody who's doing it the last class, that's kind of okay. Eric, you want to take a look at it and see if you can figure out? Okay. So, download and unzip it. Has everybody got it downloaded and unzipped? And then you're going to do File, Open, Project Solution. File, Open, Project Solution. And you're going to find that file, whatever you did with it. There it is, basic math. And remember, when you're downloading it, it is creating a folder. So you're working within a folder. You're not looking for a file, you're looking for a folder. So there's my folder that has basic math in it. And if I click on this folder, it comes up with another folder. And if I click again, I get this line. And what I want is Microsoft Visual Studio Solution. So that's what I'm going to click on, is that. Okay? If it comes up like it just did without the form showing, you can double click on Form Maps and then the form will show. Okay, so there's my form. Now on this one, I've got 5 buttons, okay? For each button, when I double clicked on it, it made a subroutine, and then I could fill in the subroutine, okay? So for example, if I go to the toolbox, that's not the toolbox. If I go to the toolbox and click on it and lock it in place, I can get another button. And when I drag it over, it's named button one. If I double click on button one, notice what it does. It makes a new subroutine called button one. So it made a button one click and I can write code in there. So for each of the 5 buttons, I double-clicked on the button, it made a subroutine, and now I'm putting code inside the subroutine. Okay? So, I've got a subroutine for everything. Now, the one I want to look at is add. And add has exactly the same problem that it had in JavaScript. In JavaScript, the plus can be add or concatenate. Well, in Visual Basic, the plus can be add or concatenate. In JavaScript, I would use a parse integer in front. Here, I'm using C int. C means convert. Okay, so I'm using C int. But it works exactly the same way as it did in JavaScript. It's just a slight difference in the vocabulary. So I'm using cint instead of parse integer. There's a whole lot of the cints that we or c's that we can look at. Another way you can do it is to write val. This is more of the older way of doing it. To write val there, and that also does the conversion. Cint is the more current way of doing it. Val is the older way. Okay, so if I now run this, so I'm clicking on start to run it. And I get a first number, I'm going to put a 12. Second number, a 4. If I click add, it tells me 16. If I click subtract, it tells me 8. If I click multiply, it tells me 48. If I click divide, it tells me 3. If I click button 1, it does nothing because I didn't put any code in button 1. So it goes to button 1, and button 1 doesn't have anything for it to do, so it does nothing.
Why'd you put it there?
To show that I could do that. Okay, I wanted to show you what happens when you add a button. And that's what happens when you add a button. If you add a button and you double-click on the button, it creates the procedure like that one down there. And then you can put code in it. And the close one, if I click the close button, it does a me close, which means close the form. The form is me. Okay, so close the form. And it's got 2 parentheses after it because it's a close function. So it's written as me.close. Obviously, you don't need that because you've got the nice little X up there that you can use as well.
but I put a close button on to close it down. Now, if you look at my top one, notice that there's a single quote in front of the three lines there, and there's a single quote in front of two of them. The single quote is making it a comment. So there's only one line up here that's being executed. The others have been commented out. So they will not be executed. Now I'm going to change it, and I'm going to make the top one the one that is going to be executed. And I'm putting the quote on the other two. Okay, so that I have the other two as comments. And if I then run this, hello, and I put in 8 and 2, and I click add, notice what I get, 82. So it is concatenating, just as it did in JavaScript. If I didn't tell it convert integer in JavaScript, it concatenated. And that's exactly what's happening here. It's doing the concatenating. Yes, ma'am.
What time are you done?
About 5 more minutes. I will come and see you. Okay. So it concatenated, it made A2, and you're recorded too. So I concatenated and it made A2. Okay? So you have to be sure, just like in JavaScript, that you do the conversion with an and. Notice all the others just do a plain, so add, subtract, multiply, divide, there's no problem. But the add needs to be handled specially the same way it had to be in JavaScript. Okay? Questions? Yes, ma'am?
I'm having trouble opening.
Okay, we'll be there in a sec. Let me just make sure if there's any questions about this. And then Eric and I will help. Yeah. Okay. Anybody got any questions about this code? Okay. Now, we'll open it up to anybody got questions about the world. Yeah, you had one about this code?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, instead of putting questions, you put C in each time you need it.
Yeah. Exactly the same way that you used to do parse integer or parse float. You would do it that way.
And to comment out, you only need the thing at the beginning.
A single quote. You don't have it here. Yes? Okay, questions? Okay, you can now go back to whatever you were doing to make things work. You can ask Eric and I for help to make things work. And we're all done. So, you can ask for help to make things work. You can go home. Wide open.
Is it the whole thing?
Okay. So that's what you're doing.
This is what I'm adding. So,
is that what you and Eric were working on?
Yeah.
Anybody else got a question?
I do, but no, the rest of us have a question. Yeah, this.
Okay, you're just adding. So you're saying on this one, one, do a paper pencil, just keeping it in our heads is his game. You could be adding your head, right? What's frustrating about programming?
No, so basically, no. The program itself is frustrating. Yeah. It's very funny.
You have to do all the tedious part of the computer at home.
So, yeah. So,
thank God you do, because that's why we get the big ones.
In Visual Basic, common opposition,
it's very time consuming.
Because I see it's
done. But you can download a what's called a community version for free.
Okay.
So, you need to Just like in decimal, when you get to a 9 and add 1 to it, you go to 1-0. And so when I get to 1 and there's nothing more, when I add 1 to it, I go to 1-0. And then 0 plus 1 is 1. 1 bring down 1 plus 1 is 1-0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1. Have a 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1. So here I've got 1 plus 1. So I put down the 0, carry the 1. That's right, just like you do in decimal. Right. So 1 plus 1 is 1-0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1-0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. Now, 1 plus 1 is 1-0. Plus 1 more is 1-1. Plus 1 more is 1-0-0. Put down the 0, carry the 1-0. 1-0 plus 1 is 1-1. Plus 1 is 1-0-0. Congratulations.
One
for 1-0, send it backwards. Subtract 1 for 1-0.
Well, there's a lot of caveats.
You want to stay here and do it? Is that what you're asking?
Whatever's easier for you.
Stuff is here, so actually, why don't you just stay and then you can work and we can do it.
Okay. Wait, was I too late? Because I took one up at 3 today?
No.
No,
okay. No. No, I haven't actually been back to my office, so I have no idea.
Bingo. So now, put it on. Say you're a tablet, say you're a tablet number, so why a little bit, why a little bit, Eric?